On October 20th through 22nd, Loyola University Maryland, with Maryland Humanities Council grant support, will host a three-day symposium exploring the contemporary value of Greek theater. Public lectures by classic scholars, workshops, and a free production of Sophocles' Oedipus the King teach about the enduring value of Greek drama and demonstrate its ability to explore contemporary social and political issues. David Jacobson, assistant professor of classics at Loyola University Maryland, tells us more.
Although the plays we speak of when we talk about Greek tragedy were produced in Athens, Greece, over 2,500 years ago, the themes and ideas present in these plays are timeless. Conversations with Oedipus is a three-day exploration of the enduring value of Greek drama. I launched the symposium with a talk titled Looking Back with a View Forward, Greek Tragedy and Our Community, in which I discuss what Greek tragedies looked like, sounded like, who the actors were, and, perhaps most importantly, who came to the theater to watch them. For, you see, Greek tragedy, at least in Athens of the 5th century, was community theater, performed for Athenians by Athenians. And the issues presented on stage spoke to, indeed, often confronted indirectly, current social and political problems. These discussions were always safely displaced onto the mythological past. This makes modern productions of Greek tragedy the perfect vehicle for moving conversations about our own community forward, for they allow us to contemplate issues through the safety of Greek mythology. On the second night, Professor Al Duncan of the University of Utah Salt Lake City will speak about Oedipus, the pursuit of knowledge, and the use and abuse of technology today. His talk, Oedipus Panopticus, Searching Like a State, will draw connections between Sophocles' play and the recent events surrounding NSA surveillance and tracked identity. The tragedy at the core of Oedipus is that, while gathering intelligence on behalf of the state, Oedipus reveals a devastating truth about his own identity. But Oedipus is not only a man, but a king whose fate is tied to those of his city. Conversations with Oedipus concludes with a performance of Oedipus the King. This production, directed by Amy R. Cohen and performed by students from Randolph College, employs what are called original practices. That is, it authentically simulates what an ancient Greek play looked and sounded like. Three actors will play all of the speaking roles, the chorus will sing and dance, Greek tragedy was, believe it or not, musical theater, and, most interestingly, all actors will wear masks. Professor Cohen is, in fact, one of the leading authorities on ancient masks and mask making. Her research, which she tests through performance, has changed the way we think about Greek theater and the look and sound of Greek drama. This performance will also replicate the original conditions for the audience. To capture the size and feel of the ancient theater, Oedipus the King will be performed in McGuire Hall, Loyola's largest space. The lights will remain on in imitation of the sun that would have illuminated the ancient performances. After the show, there will be a talk back with the actors, the director, and scholars of ancient drama. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn about Greek theater, and I invite you to attend.
Visit the Humanities Connection page at WYPR.org and click on the link Conversations with Oedipus to learn more. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as classics and archaeology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.